What is sin? Of sin, because they believe not on me. John chapter 16, verse 9. No believer in God wants to sin. A person repents, renounces the committed sins, but never comes to the essence of the sin. No matter how much he repents, the sin continues to produce its fruits, and they appear and express themselves again and again. There will be no victory until a person finds the truth and realizes the essence of sin. And sin is unbelief in the truth. In this topic, we will focus on the essence of sin and how a human being can become freed from sin. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now, once in the end of the world, hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. And unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Hebrews chapter 9, verses 26 to 28. In this section, we will focus on the question of sin and the freedom from sin. Today, in almost any congregation, one can hear about sin, the fight with sin, even in regards to the short, temporary victory over sin, but you never hear about the complete freedom from sin. On the contrary, you hear, while we are in the body, flesh, we sin, thus showing there is no freedom from sin. The scriptures, however, reveal the complete opposite. But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end, everlasting life. Romans chapter 6, verse 22. This therefore leads us to the first question, which is necessary to thoroughly understand, and that is the question of sin. What is sin? Perhaps you may find this question strange since you already know everything about sin, but is that really so? In any religion, sin itself and its essence remains hidden, a mystery. The original sin, which is the sting of death and is death, is not seen and known, and where there is no sin, sin is seen and affirmed. The result of this is, when one really needs to repent and realize the sin, there is no repentance. To this, I was a witness many times until the Lord revealed His truth that everything is the opposite. To the question of what is sin, the immediate answer is to read Galatians chapter 5. Now the works of the flesh are. But in fact, the works of the flesh, listed out in Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21, is not sin itself, but is the consequence of sin and its results, fruits. So what is sin itself? Sin itself appeared to the Galatians in the false teaching. Someone taught them false doctrine. They accepted it. The consequence of this false doctrine became that they became without Christ and fell from grace. Galatians 5:4. Instead of Christ, Satan was given room, and the fruits witness of this. Of course, the fruits of sin, they are also sins. This is also true. But I want to emphasize that when a person sins, that the problem is not in the results that appear and are visible, but is much deeper and more thorough. Sin itself, the essence of sin, is not visible. It becomes visible only through the fruits, through the works. These works are done by the person who is driven by sin. In other words, the fruits and the deeds reveal who lives in the person, either Satan or Christ. To understand, let's start from the beginning. It is written, sin entered the world, and by sin, death. Romans 5:12. The question arises, how did the sin manifest itself that entered the world? You may say Adam's disobedience. That is correct. Through the disobedience of Adam, sin entered. But Adam's disobedience was not the sin itself, it was how it entered. That is, the disobedience of Adam stirred sin, so disobedience is a consequence rather than the sin itself. Sin itself is a false word. God said one thing, the devil said the contrary. In other words, the devil lied, deceived. Therefore, sin itself is always a lie. When he, the devil, speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. John 8:44. Believing untruth, a person accepts a lie inside himself, sin. Scriptures reveal to us, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This Word, God, became flesh and came into the world in the face of Jesus Christ, John 1. This Word, Jesus Christ, accomplished redemption, died, resurrected, ascended into heaven, and filled all things with himself. And so, God revealed himself today and was the Word. With this Word, God fills all. God revealed himself to humanity through the Word. God is expressed or expresses himself today through the Word. He is the Word. This Word is the truth. John 17:17. And the truth is the Holy Spirit. John 6:63. The devil expresses himself through words also, through the words of lie. The devil is also a spirit and expresses itself through lies. The Word, God, or the Word, Jesus Christ, is the truth. The opposite of this Word, of the Word of Christ, is a lie, is the devil. Sin is contrary to God, a lie. Believing a lie, a person accepts within himself untruth, and this is the sin itself, or the essence of sin, or the devil. Settling in the man, the sin affects the mind, the senses, hence the deeds and actions of a person are sinful. It is fundamentally important to understand and know what is sin and how it expresses itself. What is sin? The Lord himself said in the New Testament, of sin because they believe not on me, John 16:8-9. Perhaps you may answer, but all denominations believe in him. The answer, the various denominations, religions, believe in the Jesus Christ that it created for itself. In other words, each denomination created its own Christ, artificial. But in the true Christ, in Christ, which is the word of truth, they do not believe. But the true Christ, the Christ who is the way, the truth, and the life, there is only one. As such, there is only one faith, Ephesians 4:5. Jesus Christ said, when one does not believe in him, this is the sin of the New Testament. Hence, it is a very clear conclusion, if one does not believe in Christ, therefore they believe Satan, untruth. In other words, the evil one, Satan, has created today many various teachings and interpretations which are all false. Accepting and believing any false doctrine teaching, a person lives in sin, or really, the sin lives in him. Hence, the works and fruits of sin, which is an eternal wrestle for a person, for man. And so, sin is always a false teaching, not by the gospel, that is, the distorted gospel, a departure from the word of truth. When a person believes a wrong, false teaching, not according to Christ, his faith is also false. Wrong faith, that is, the condition when a person lives in sin, making, doing sin. Look at the first chapter of Galatians. It is talking about the distorted gospel, not another gospel, but distorted. With sin, there is no end to the torment and battle. Notice Galatians 5:7-9. Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Galatians accepted another belief, teaching, and it, the teaching, bore its fruits. Galatians 5:19-20. So what do the Galatians need to do now? Try not to do the deeds of the flesh? Or fix, correct the belief, teaching. Of course, we must be cleansed of false doctrine, correct the faith. Then the works, deeds, and fruits will also become different. but what does the religious world do today? Please consider this very seriously and with thorough attention. No one seeks cleansing from false faith and false beliefs, but instead continue to struggle with the fruits and the deeds of sin. This is very suitable for the devil. He remains hidden in them through by the wrong faith and continues to do his own. People not knowing, thinking that they have the right belief, however, there is no end to the sin's torment and struggle, and it is so in all religions. No one in any religion can really call himself holy and righteous. The sin remains in them and the deeds fruits from the outside. Today, these fruits are cut, thrown out, tomorrow they appear again, and it is so indefinitely. Jesus Christ appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. The knowledge of this truth frees one from sin. What should one do? Not to fight battle with the fruits and deeds, but believe correctly, come to the right belief. One must be born from the word of truth. When this happens, the fruits and works will also become true by the truth. The Lord said, "Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." 1 John chapter 3, verse 7 to 8. Every word distorted from the teachings of Jesus Christ is sin. If you ask how I understand what is sin, sin is unbelief in the truth. Our Lord said this so simply and clearly of sin because they believe not on me. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the word of truth. The opposite of this is the false word, a lie. And so, when a person believes a word of lies, sin lives in him. How can you distinguish the word of truth from the false word? For this, in order to learn to distinguish, one must remain in the words of the teaching of Jesus Christ, as the Lord clearly said, "And then you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John 8, 31, 32. Knowing the truth, a person clearly sees and distinguishes the false word from the word of truth. But while a person does not know the truth, he can easily accept falsehood for the truth because the devil is able to fine-tune, take on the image of an angel of light, and his falsehood can appear to be similar to the teachings of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 to 15. You can therefore briefly and clearly say, sin is wrong belief. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and Son. 2 John verse 9. And, brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, becomes a sinner. James 5, 19 to 20. But there is not only sin, there are also sins. So the next question, what are sins? They are the fruits of sin. The word clearly teaches that Jesus Christ appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. The knowledge of this great truth frees one from sin. What is sin?
Holybunch.com